the current bill is not working. We all hoped it would. The legislation that I'll be putting in will allow physicians who are on staff at a hospital or hospice, and that is a rigorous credentialing process, to recommend medical marijuana to patients. All the other controls that were in the bill that was passed last year stay in effect.
Why isn't the current bill working, allowing it only in research centers? Are they fearful that they might be prosecuted on the federal level? Is that it?
The academic centers are choosing not to participate. That's unfortunate. I think they should. You'll have to ask them their reasons. But in the meantime, there are people who would benefit from medical marijuana. 90% of Marylanders favor it. There's strong bipartisan support. This is still a very responsible way to proceed. Physicians who prescribe drugs, medications all the time that are more dangerous perhaps than marijuana, cancer chemotherapy, diabetes, asthma medicines, everything else, they can recommend marijuana. And by the way, for the folks who don't know, credentialing at a hospital or hospital staff is a very rigorous process. So there's physicians who train at Hopkins or University, then come to Anne Arundel Medical Center or Holy Cross, and suddenly they're no longer able to do what they could have done by location. The skills and talent go with the physician, not with the institution.
Not with the institution. Now, in terms of your legislation, if this were to pass, would it take effect right away? Or, I mean, one of the things with the current law is regulations have to be drafted, and there's really no... It doesn't seem like those regulations are being drafted quickly.
Well, the regulations will still proceed. It really doesn't change that. But it does make medical marijuana available to needy patients in a bona fide doctor-patient relationship. All the other controls stay in place. I trust the physicians in Maryland to handle this correctly. And I think they would. They would still participate in the research part. They would still have to check with the commission. So a lot of those things that people wanted to have, that law enforcement and others were concerned about, stay in place.
Your legislation getting feedback from the medical community, positive or negative?
Positive, overwhelmingly. I mean, people are very much in favor of this, both doctors and nurses who want to be able to recommend this to their patients, and many patients, including some with kids who have some very serious problems. And as a parent, I know that I will always advocate for my child in a responsible way, and that's what these parents are doing as well.
Delegate Dr. Dan Morheim, thanks a lot. Good seeing you.